obituaries in remembrance of John Flynn. Born on March 7, 1914, John Flynn lived through a period of world change unprecedented in the history of mankind. And in this fast-paced society of the 20th century, he rode a wave of fortune and fame that sometimes lifted him upwards and sometimes threw him tumbling down. From Hollywood contracts in the 1940s and 1950s to television and radio World Cup until the mid-1990s, John's artistic performing talents were always in demand. We, his friends, during the last 13 years of his life, will remember him most for his moving narration of the life of Sri Ramana Maharishi, heard in the Sage of Arunachala video. After the death of a dear friend in 1980, John turned his attention to a sincere search for the meaning and purpose of life in 1982. Still seeking a firm spiritual footing, he walked into Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia, holding in his hand the Christian classic, The Cloud of Unknowing. Upon seeing photos of the Maharishi and reading briefly about his life and teachings, John not only quickly grasped the practical implications of the inquiry, "Who am I?" but also understood and accepted the continued guiding presence of Sri Maharishi, who he turned to with full faith and devotion. John's mother was born in Nova Scotia, and from his childhood he would make trips to this maritime province of Canada every year. After discovering Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia, he increased his visits and proportionately reduced his workload. During the last 20 years of his life, John worked mostly as a narrator, providing the voice on television for documentaries produced by the Discovering Channel, the National Geographic Society, the National Parks Service, and other production companies. He was a lover of language and of learning in general, and although not formally educated, John was more learned in more subjects than anyone we ever knew. In his mid-70s, we saw him study relentlessly to learn Spanish, and then, after learning it, volunteering to teach English to Spanish-speaking migrant workers from South America living in the Washington, D.C. area. John was uniquely endowed with a soft and kind heart that embraced and assisted whomever he found in need. His last television job as a narrator, broadcasted in December of 1994, was the Discovery Channel's special on the history of Santa Claus. He so naturally embodied this saintly personality that the television producers insisted on John doing the job, though he had turned it down because of his declining health. John visited Sri Ramanashramam in December of 1989. We were then planning to produce a documentary on the Maharishi's life. John, of course, wanted to narrate it. He told me that although he was not too enthused about making the trip to India, he knew that he had to visit Arunachala once, not twice, but just once. One day in Sri Ramanashramam, when I was walking on a little traveled path to Maharishi's tomb, the path running east and west, couched between the Polytetum tank and flower garden. I saw John standing still on that path, looking quiet besides himself. Coming near, I noticed tears streaming down from his eyes. I asked, "Are you all right, John?" He replied, "Yes, for perhaps the first time, I'm really all right. And now I know why I had to come here." During the last 8 years of John's life, he suffered from recurring bouts of cancer. After every surgery or treatment, he would bounce back to his old self, or nearly his old self. Few knew of his illness or what he was going through. John was optimistic throughout, turning with greater intensity to the Maharishi's teachings. On January 1, 1996, residing in the home of his son, Michael, in Frederick, Maryland, John left his body. We will always remember him as a sincere friend and father-like figure, a kind man who wished happiness for all in his quest for spiritual fulfillment. We express our sincere sympathy to his children, with whom we also share this great loss. By Dennis Hartle.